Hi everybody, this is Brandon Heinrich, and today what I'd like to do is talk to you about the new features of the latest release of Duxbury, Duxbury version 10.6. Duxbury has really changed since I have last upgraded in version 9.0. So I find that this version of Duxbury is a little bit better than 9.0, and you'll see why as I'm demonstrating it. First of all, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be demonstrating the basic concept of Duxbury for those of you who don't know what Duxbury is and have never seen the program before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to begin by bringing up Duxbury by going to the desktop. I have slowed down JAWS to a reasonable rate so that people who are not fast JAWS users, such as myself, will be able to understand the speech. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the letter D.
DBT Video Software Studio. DBT 10.6.
DBT 10.6. You'll notice that the icon has changed. Instead of saying DBT Win, it now says DBT version 10.6. I sort of didn't realize that when I installed this version of Duxbury. I was a little bit confused because I said, wow, the icon changed. The name of the icon changed, so I was a little confused about that. So let's press enter on here, and we will get the welcome screen. I'm going to hit OK.
The Duxbury Braille Translator Multiple Document Interface Client Window Alt+E.
Okay, now, when you install Duxbury, first of all, you get the JAWS scripts, which I would recommend you install. And what I had was, when I installed Duxbury, it came up with this message that says that you have one or more versions of JAWS installed, but not the latest JAWS scripts. Would you like to install them? So I said yes, and I'm very glad I did for a number of reasons, and we'll talk about that during the demonstration of Duxbury 10.6. So the first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to learn how to set up an embosser. So let's say we don't have an embosser set up. In my case, I do have an embosser set up, but it's not connected to my PC at the moment since I am very far away from my embosser. So what you will need to do to set up an embosser is go to the global menu by hitting Alt-G.
Menu, global menu, embosser setup to move through light, press up or down arrow E.
That is what you're looking for, embosser setup, so let's hit Enter.
Leaving menus, global, embosser setup dialog, list box, index basic D to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Index Basic D is what my version of Embosser is. So let's press the New button by tabbing.
New button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt+F.
That's the button you will get to set up your machine. You can also
modify Embosser button.
Modify the Embosser.
Remove button to act.
Remove the Embosser.
Four combo box light width 11-inch long braille paper to change the select.
This is how you set up the paper.
Characters per line, edit 40.
Characters per line, 40.
Lines per page, edit 25. Type of text, top margin and lines, edit 0. Binding margin and characters, edit 0. Embossing interpoint checkbox checked to clear. Emboss manner page checkbox not checked to check, press spacebar.
These are all the options that you have. I'm not sure what emboss and interpoint means. Somebody could clarify that. That'd be great.
OK button to active.
And we have OK and
cancel button.
Cancel.
List box, index basic D.
So let's go to new.
New button to add. Please select a model. Global embosser setup dialog. Embosser setup. A title configuration dialog. General page. Set DLLV 1.3 DBT will prompt if this is blank. Embosser model combo box. Please select a generic. Generic interpoint. ATC dot imprint. ATC Atsugi. BrailleTech D-Tech 100. BrailleTech Emotype 4A. BrailleTech Puma 6. Brimo Tuba. Brimo 200 Forma. Brimo Tuba. Brimo 30. Brimo 40. Brimo 400. Brimo 400 SR. Brimo 440S. Brimo Comet. Cranmer Brailler. Enabling Braille Bookmaker. Enabling Braille Express. Enabling ET. Enabling Juliet Classic. Enabling Juliet Pro. Enabling Juliet Pro 60. Enabling Marathon. Enabling Pet 30.
These I would never get.
Enabling Romeo 2040.
Forget it.
Enabling Romeo 25. Enabling Romeo 25 label mode. Enabling Romeo Attaché. Enabling Romeo Pro 50. Enabling Romeo Pro 50 label mode. Enabling Thomas. Enabling transcendability.
So,
Resus. Field backstep.
These are all the embossers that you have. You've got a lot of them in here. I mean, you've got, let's see how many here.
Please select the model 1 of 76.
You got about 76 to 75 embossers in here. That you can choose here. So you are pretty much good to go. I'm going to hit, I'm actually going to select one so we can see.
Index 4 Waves Pro.
Index 4 Wave, 4 Waves Pro.
Embosser setup. Index 4 Waves Pro dialog. General page. Set DLLV 1.conf. Setup name. Edit type of tag. Blank. Configuration location. Combo box. Current user. The chain. All users on this computer.
Ah. I forgot to set that. Okay. Okay, so.
Set the printer radio button check. Combo box // heaven / Lexmark Z45. The chain.
Okay, that's the printer.
Okay button. General tab. Embosser model combo box index 4. The Duxbury Braille translator global embosser setup dialog list box index basic D to move new button modify embosser button.
Let's go to modify embosser.
Index basic setup name. Embosser model combo box index basic D to change setup name edit index basic D type of configuration location combo box current user to change.
I'm going
to
say all users.
All users on this computer.
Because several people use my computer. Especially when we're in an office situation where people need to use my computer to locate files and etc.
Right to port. Radio button check.
Right to port.
Combo box LPT1.
Okay, I don't know if that one is configured properly.
Okay button, cancel button, general tab, device settings tab, embosser version, combo box, version 3 ROM 10 point, interpoint embossing is enabled, checkbox check, output encoding, combo box, North American, to change the selection use the.
This is all standard stuff.
High punctuation, combo box, uppercase, lettercase, combo box, lowercase, okay button, can device setting, advanced tab, use custom job setup, checkbox not checked. End of line indicator, combo box, carriage return, end of page indicator, prompt.
I don't know what any of these are.
General tab.
And we're back to the general, so I'm going to hit OK.
Embosser setup, index basic D dialog, general page, driver installation wizard dialog, index relay B recommends use of their printer driver with version 3 embossers. Would you like DBT to install the printer driver for you? Yes, but.
Okay, this is also what you'll get. When you modify the embosser, it'll ask you, do you want DBT to install the driver for you? I'm going to hit no at this point because I've already done this.
No, but.
No.
The Duxbury.
And I'm going to hit OK. Okay. So, let's create a new document. We'll first create a print document so I can show you how to translate. And again, this is for people who are unfamiliar with Duxbury, who have never used Duxbury in their lives, never seen what Duxbury does, etc. We'll get on to the new features of 10.6 in a few moments. So, let's press Control-N to create a new document.
English American. Standard literary format. File new dialog. Print radio button check. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus P.
Okay, and this is asking for the document type. And we're going to select print. There's two radio buttons here. There's print and there's...
Braille radio button check.
Braille.
Print radio.
I'm selecting print.
Document settings template. Extended select list box. English American. Standard literary format.
Standard literary, if I can talk, format.
Mark template as default button to activate press.
Mark template as default.
High template button to show in templates checkbox not checked. Okay button.
And I'm going to hit OK.
A title print document 1. Edit type of text.
And you're in a standard edit field, so you can just type whatever you want. I'm going to do that. I'm going to say my name is Brandon Heinrich.
Space. My name is Brandon Heinrich 1.
Okay, and the reason it said 1 after my name is because there is a page number here, and Duxbury does this by default. There's nothing you can do about it as far as I know. So, let's say we want to emboss this document. We can hit Control-T.
Untitled Braille document 1. Edit type of text. Dots 1-6.
Okay, and it now says that it is translated. It is now translated, and it says Untitled Braille document 1.
Dots 1-6. Space. Space. My name is...
Okay, and that's a feature we're going to talk about later, too, how JAWS is correctly interpreting this now. Hold on. Okay, and if you want to emboss, you hit Control-E.
File, emboss, dialog, braille device, index basic D4, white width, 11-inch log, braille paper, okay button, that.
And this looks like a standard print dialog, such as number of copies and etc.
Cancel.
Let's hit cancel. I'm going to actually close out of this document.
Space, DPT dialog, document untitled, print document 1 not saved, save changes, yes button to activate, press space bar, alt plus Y.
That's the dialog you'll get if you don't save. That's pretty standard.
No button to activate.
And let's hit space. And we've closed out of Duxbury.
JAWS. JAWS.
And I've ended it back in JAWS now. So let's go back to Duxbury.
The Duxbury Braille Translator Multiple Document Interface Client Window Alt plus D.
And we'll create a Braille document because I want to show you 6-key entry, as it's referred to as. So let's hit Control N.
English American Standard Literary Format File New Dialog Print Radio Button Checked. Braille Radio Button Checked.
Braille.
Document Settings Template Extended Select List Box English American Standard Literary Format for the Braille.
Yes, you still want that.
Untitled Braille Document 1.
And it goes right into a Braille document. Now, before we get into this, I'd like to give some credit to the person who has already thought about doing a demo of converting Braille to print. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your name. So, I think it's Mohamed Isla Boussakorn. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. Okay, so, but there are things that have changed since that demo has been done. So let's discuss those changes now. So let's say we wanted to type, this is a test of Duxbury's 6-key entry format. In previous versions of Duxbury, the JAWS scripts wouldn't necessarily give you feedback as to what you were typing. Not as far as I remember, anyway. So let's say we wanted to, as I said, type, this is a test of Duxbury, but we wanted to use grade 2 Braille. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type the capital letter, which is the cap sign, which is dot six, which in this case is letter L. And of course, it's not doing it. There we go. Okay. It says dot six. So let's do 1456, which is FJKL.
Th sign.
It says TH sign.
Space.
Space. And this is not with keyboard echo on. I must emphasize that my keyboard echo is turned off. So I'm going to say this
I
is
space A space T E S T sign space O F sign space dot six D U S B U R Y low A space.
The low A is comma.
AFD sign, space, W, E, space, AR sign, E, space, U, S, ING sign, space, S, I, X, space, K, E, Y, space, low E, T, R, Y, low D.
The low E is the EN sign, and the low D is the period. So, JAWS is interpreting this as Braille now. But it interprets it as print. So let's say I wanted to read using my up arrow key.
This is a test of Duxbury and we are using what? 6-key entry.
Now, that's what they call when you use the 6 keys on the keyboard. I must emphasize, as was already discussed on BCT, that your keyboard may not support this, so you may have to purchase an external USB keyboard, or if you have a desktop computer, you can get a different type of keyboard. And keyboards, as we all know, range for about $5 or $6 now, or even $10 if you want to go with a fancy-schmancy keyboard. But I don't go with expensive keyboards, just because I don't need them. But my keyboard does support it. I am using a laptop keyboard. I'm surprised that it does support it. It does support it, and it does support it very well. So if you're ever interested in using 6-key entry, you may have to purchase an external keyboard unless your keyboard is going to support 6-key entry, and not all of them do, unfortunately. And it's very difficult when you're shopping for a PC, especially if you're going to use Duxbury like myself, because, first of all, the people in the stores don't even know what 6-key entry is, or what Duxbury is. You go into a store and you ask them for a keyboard that supports 6-key entry, they're going to look at you like, huh? What? Just because they don't know what they're talking about. And that's nothing respective to them. That's just because they don't know what they're talking about, because they're not experienced with blind people. So that's just the way it is. And, okay, but if you want to go just reading it with, you know, the letter-by-letter commands, or the
space, low E, T, R, Y, low E.
Oh, that one, it'll work okay. But the word-by-word command, it won't read it that well. It's very unreliable. It will read the misinterpretations, unless maybe I have to do something with it. I don't know. Okay, so let's actually get out of this print document now.
Space DPT dialog document untitled Braille document 1 not save. No button.
I want to say no to save it. And I'm back in Audacity because we heard the little maximize sound, or whatever that is. So I hope you've enjoyed this brief review of DBT version 10.6. If you have any questions about this product, you can contact me. I have not completely activated this product yet. I am going to be doing that probably when I get an internet connection back, because I'm in an area with no internet connection at the moment. So I can't activate my version of Duxbury, at least I don't think so. I don't know if it will allow me to activate without an internet connection. That's actually a good thing for me to look at, and I'm going to look at that as soon as I pause this recording, and I'll let you know if it needs an internet connection to do that. You can either activate by internet or telephone. I recommend you activate through the internet. It's much faster. So that concludes my review, and if you have any questions, please, as I said, feel free to contact me. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.